The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Are you ready to start living and creating your life from possibility, joy, and ease? What if every day could be a miraculous adventure? Welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. Join us for a dynamic conversation of creation and possibility. Now, here is our host, creatress of magnitude, Heather Nichols.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. I'm really excited to be here live today. I haven't done a live show in a while with two amazing, amazing guests. Susanna Mittermeier and Graham Graskell. We're going to be talking today about pragmatic futurist, choosing your future. And what if creating your future is actually a natural capacity like breathing? I think so many people don't actually even know what creating their future is. And what if you actually had way more choice in that and way more you could be way more involved in the creation of your future and the creation of your life than you ever imagined. Susanna is a licensed psychologist and a psychotherapist. She's the author of the international best-selling book, Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. I would say she's one person that I know that is crazy happy. I love that about her. Just really has a very different perspective on psychology and change. She's also an access consciousness facilitator. And Graham Crosskill is also an access consciousness facilitator and the founder and creator of the Benevolent Entrepreneurs, which is a business focusing on empowering the creators in the world to see and be their greatness through the tools of access consciousness and the enthusiasm we have for business, which anybody who listens to my show knows my take on business is that it is actually all about creation. So I'm very grateful and excited to have you guys here today. Welcome, Susanna and Graham.
We are happy to be with you, Heather. Thanks for having us.
This is very cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, what can you tell us? So what is pragmatic? What is a pragmatic futurist? Let's start there.
I knew you would ask us this. I think I first saw the future before the show.
Because you're a pragmatic futurist.
I didn't even have to meditate to find out that you will ask us this very question. I'm very proud of it. So what is a pragmatic futurist, one wonders? It's a very interesting word, a very funny combination of pragmatic and futurist. So pragmatic means to do and choose what works for you. And futurist is a person who is willing to create the future. So put together, pragmatic futurist means creating a future that works for you. And I would love to add creating a future that works for you and the planet. Mm-hmm. So when Graham and I started to create this pragmatic futurist, we both were looking at, you know, it's fun to create your future with money, with relationship, with your body. And if you add the planet to it, it becomes so much bigger and so much funner.
Yes. True story. Graham, do you want to add to that?
Yeah. And it's actually just brilliantly put. Quite pragmatic of you, Susanna.
Thank you.
The thing is as well, like during the conversations that we've been having and where this, one of the things that where this kind of concept came from is, you know, we haven't really been taught to consider our future. We kind of get taught to deal with today and try and get through today, you know. So this whole concept of a pragmatic futurist is this kind of this capacity and this willingness to be able to like look at, all right, is today working? And what am I choosing today that's going to create a tomorrow that's going to work? Mm. You know, so it really becomes like a hand-in-hand tool and a step-by-step tool to change anything really that is not really working out that well for you, or to actually make things get even better.
Wow. That's awesome. That makes my body really happy. yeah, I've been really actually playing with that myself lately, of just like, because I have been so busy lately, like busier than I normally, or whatever normal is, but busier than I've been in the past, which has been busy. So a new level of busy. And actually having moments more than I would like to have, where it's like, I don't have the sense of like actively creating a future. It's more like handling what needs to be handled today. Yeah. And I'm so aware of how that I'm actually really demanding to change that now, and doing some different things to change that. And being different things too, asking different questions. And one of the things that really is like this whole piece of the earth and creating creating a future that works for the earth, which to me is also that works for consciousness, that includes consciousness, includes everything. It's like there's an energy there for me that is like, when I look at it from that perspective of, you know, what future could I actually be creating today that does include the planet and that does include consciousness, it's actually so much more, it actually brings me in a way more into a sense of myself, and not the self that I think I am, but just like me, the being, and what my body desires and requires, and like what is actually ease for me, what is fun for me, what is joyful for me, not like the to-do list, you know?
Yes. I love that conversation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, let's play with that a little bit. What else, what do you guys want to add to that?
Because I know this so well for myself and so many people that I work with, that, you know, when you start to create and then things show up and you start to add to your to-do list. And I think many people can relate to this. You know, if you have a family, if you have kids, you know, work, and it's like, okay, this has to be handled, this has to be handled. And then it ends up being where you start to control your life rather than create your life. So one of the elements of that, you know, came up in all those conversations with Graham and I, Pragmatic Futurists, is where we looked at, okay, so what if we start to create our future rather than control it? Mm-hmm. You know, like controlling would be where we try to tick off all the things you have to do. And then after a while, you notice like, wow, life is not fun anymore, or my body is not happy, or I'm tired, or I'm depressed, or whatever it is. And I think all of us have been there at one point or the other. Like, I remember when I was I was working as a psychologist in psychiatry and mental health in Sweden, many years. And I at the same time, I started my own business. And I noticed that as soon as I started my own business, I tried to fill every minute with something to do, because I thought I can only be successful if I do a lot. And I thought I would miss out if I don't do a lot. And then like the stress came up in my world of I have to do this and I have to do this. And then, oh, I have a minute free. I have to fill it with something. And then I started to notice that the fun went away and my body was tired. And then I asked myself, so is this what I wanted from creating my own business? And what is it actually that made me want to create my own business? And I realized and I remembered it was having fun. And oops. Which is so funny. You know, we do these choices of, oh, I actually wanted to add something to my life to have more fun. And now I add it to my life and it's actually more stressful. Yeah. And then I ask myself, so what needs to change to add the fun? And what showed up was something totally different than I thought, because I thought adding fun would be adding more clients or adding more money or whatever. And what showed up initially was these awarenesses of reminding myself that I have a body and that my body actually would like to go for a walk once in a while, and that it's fun to go horseback riding, and that it's fun to dance, and it's fun to sing. And then when I added those activities to my life again, magically my business started to take off. My money started to take off. Yeah. You know, like just remembering those, the space, like creating the future is creating from space, and creating from space is where you and add the fun elements to your life. Like fun creates space. And if you create from space, you create your future rather than controlling it, because it's no longer about the results you try to achieve, but the changes you can create in your life.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Mm. Hallelujah.
So yes. Much easier.
So much easier. So much easier. Yeah. And I realized, like, I just even in the past few days, I've been really, really looking at this. So I love, I guess I was like starting the show before we started, being a pragmatic futurist. Really looking at how I didn't even realize that I had defined success as like that hard work was what was necessary for success. Like that was actually a part of it, like, or required for it. And it's like, wow, that's a really not so interesting point of view, you know?
That's what this world shows up. I mean, have we been shown anything else? I think like most of us have seen that our parents and mentors and whoever people who look successful or that we judge as successful, most of them taught us that you have like success comes from hard work and from straining your body. And then you go, but that's not fun. What if my reality is something totally different? You know, what do I know about creating my future that nobody else knows? Maybe time to acknowledge that.
Yeah. So talk more about that, you guys. What do you know about creating, or the question, what do I know about creating my future that nobody else knows? That's a totally different question, way of looking at it.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I've noticed, particularly like working with a lot of entrepreneurs is, and what you were saying now as well, Selena, like how much have we been taught to do it a certain way, but you know, people get so distracted by doing things that don't actually create what's going to work for them. So what I mean by that is, I see these startup guys, and they'll be like, okay, cool, we need a logo, we need a website, we need to spend 3 weeks on analyzing which bank account is going to give us the best benefits, and you know, none of this stuff actually really creates your business. In the beginning, what's one of the big things that you require is sales, right? You need income. So, you know, we get distracted with all these bells and whistles and being busy, but we don't actually get to, okay, what is it today that I need to look at creating so that I can be here tomorrow? it comes down to the listing as well, like you're talking earlier. Often I also see it's like, okay, let me just get through my list so I can stop working, which is like the opposite side of it.
Yeah,
you know,
and that's never actually really happens. I've discovered. Yeah. I've tested that theory.
Yeah, if I can just do these 10 things today, you know, then I can have a break for the evening or something, and like.
And then when you have a break, like how many? Like, have you noticed? Like, I don't know if this is for you too. When I have a break for 5 minutes and I have this now, I'm not gonna do anything. I'm so bored. This is so not fun. Doesn't work for me.
And then you like use your phone and you like start taking all these notes of all these other things you're gonna get to, which you don't get to.
Totally.
Yeah. So like, you know, that the interesting thing about this, right, is there's actually a lot more ease in it than you realize, because when you start looking at it and you just become just a little bit more present with, okay, tomorrow is another day. Today I have a choice to make tomorrow more successful. What can I choose today? You know, and then it really kind of changes the way you look at the value and the importance of certain things that most often don't have that value that's required to keep you going. if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah. Well, and the key, I think, you know, one of the key words there is presence, which is something that very few people actually do. And it, you know, from what I've seen, it's very easy to leave presence when you get busy, you know, and it's just like, there's people waiting for things and waiting for me and needing this. And, you know, all of a sudden, because when you're present, you can be asking the questions of what is it that I can't, what future can I create today, you know, and what do I know about that? And, but when there's this sense of like the rush, you know, toward just getting things done, you know, the presence goes out the window.
So true. And you know what I realized, like so many times we start to react rather than act. Like we react to other people's needs and answer emails and answer this person's question and they need this and this person needs that, rather than starting the day with, hey, what's required today? Like if I look at my future and what I would like to create as my future, where can I put my attention? Where can I start? And then answer emails and respond to people's needs.
Yeah. I love that. And so am I reacting or am I acting? I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's been such a habit for me to wake up and just pick up my phone and lay in bed and answer emails and whatever. And I've actually, you know, lately just sort of been like, that doesn't actually work. Like, I mean, like, if you get to ask a couple questions before I pick up my phone, you know, and like dive in, you know, I don't think there's anything that's that pressing.
You know, it's quite an interesting thing you say there. Like, one of the things that I found most important about creating my day, and, you know, we talk about creating, but like, if we bring it to a simpler term, just like making your day more enjoyable, I would like say, your first sort of 15 minutes to half an hour in the morning, for me in particular, are quite important, you know. And if you can, just from those minutes, those between when you wake up and the next half an hour, if you could do something that nurtures you, imagine what the rest of your day is going to be like.
Yeah.
You know, instead of sitting on the phone and first thing as you wake up, I mean, like I do it, trust me, I do it often. I'm like, as soon as I wake up, oh, let me see what, and my phone just goes mad. It's like all these messages,
right.
And then you're already in the funk of, oh well, I've got to do this and I've got to do this and let me do this, and then you're kind of getting out of that present moment and like what's actually going to work for you today. So, like my question is, what if you could take the first half an hour and create something different that nurtures you?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for sealing the deal for me on how I wake up now.
Yeah.
I love it.
We live on a beautiful planet. Let's use it. You know?
We do. We really do. We really do. Yeah. Cool. Well, we're at our first break. I'm so grateful for this conversation. Who knew that it would be just for me today? you are listening to Creating Beyond Reality Radio. This is Heather Nichols here with Susanna Mittermeier and Graham Crosskill, and we will be back in a moment.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey guys. Psst, psst, over here. Get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little box boxed in realities. You ever feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening? That's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet, and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out of the box.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools and this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness The Bars. The Bars is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The Bars is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a Bars session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a Bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Build a better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate. Change. Succeed.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to heather@heathernichols.com. That's heather@heathernichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Heather Nichols, and we are here this week with Susanna Mittermeier and Graham Crosskill talking about pragmatic futurist and having a super awesome conversation so far. We were just chatting on the break about this question of what do I know about creating the future, creating a future that nobody else knows. And it's such a completely different question than, you know, most people are used to. Well, most people aren't actually used to asking questions at all, but just such a different way of creating. And I'd love to dive more into that with you guys.
Yeah, me too. I love this question because this personally helps me so much. Like when you ask this question, what do I know about creating the future that nobody else knows? Like, first of all, just like indulge into this, oh, wow, there is actually a totally different world available than what we've been handed. And asking a question like this, it doesn't require you to answer it right away. So you don't have to go into your brain and go, okay, so what do I know? Hello, you know, like tap mm-hmm. on your head, la, 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 la. So you don't need to, you don't need to do that. You can just go and just have this question as, you know, like businesses have a vision statement. You can have this as your leading question in the next days and just explore what shows up. Because when we ask questions, information shows up, new awarenesses show up, which is just incredible. So what do you know about creating a future that nobody else knows? So the thing is, there in our world, there's been this point of view that there's one right way to create the future. Just like there is a right way to create your business, there is a right way to create relationship, there's a right way to create money. Like all areas, and your body, of course, all areas have kind of like the right way to be created, mm-hmm. like a fixed form and structure that is very significant. And so there's so much judgments about it. But if you ask, so what would, like my business, how would I like to create my business? It's like Graham said in the first segment, the point of view when you start to create a business is I have to have a web page, I have to have a business card, I have to have this and this. And I remember when I started, I didn't have those things and I had a business anyway. And it started to be created by, okay, so what else is required today? What needs my attention? And then maybe it was a phone call. Maybe it was writing an email to someone. And then after a while, I had a web page, but I didn't have one in the beginning. And it was so much easier to create from that question rather than how, what is a right business? How would that look like? And the same is for every area in your life where you think, you know, I have to do it like everybody else. You know, I have to look at, okay, how is Mr. X creating their relationship? How is Mr. So-and-so creating with their money? And then you try to use what you see in the world as a reference point. And then all that comes up is judgment because you don't create the way that somebody else does, but you create the way that you do. And so finding out what works for you, the pragmatics of it, finding out the what works for you is so much more creative and expansive as far as the future goes. It's incredible, you know, like really starting to go, what works for me that might not work for somebody else, but for you.
Yeah. I love the website example. I don't know, 2.5 years ago, I created a new website and it was in progress. It was getting created and my old website was done. Like it actually was, it was time to take it down. And it did not make any sense to take down my old site before my new one, was ready. But I really was willing to just follow the energy of that and go, okay, this site is complete. It's not like, it's not actually creating more at this point. And I took it down and I didn't have a website for, and it ended up being 6 months because my new site took longer than we thought it would. And my business grew so much in that time. And it was so cool just to see that, you know, you don't have to have a website to have a successful business. You don't have to do it anyway that anybody else does it. But you have to be willing to get out of conclusion.
People are inspired by what you bring to the world. Like if you have an awareness of what would I like to create with my business? What future would I like to create with my business? What future would I like to create with my relationship, with my body? If you add the future to it, there's a whole different element that gets added to and expands. It's incredible. Like, you know, truly asking those questions makes such a difference.
Yeah. I love that. Adding the future to it. That's so cool.
And then, Graham, you wanted to say something?
Yeah.
The interesting thing you said there was that it's, you know, we get so lost in doing it the way everyone is doing it. And more often than not, doing it the way it works for you would, like, how do I say, it'll push people's buttons and not make logical sense.
Yeah.
You know, but if you look at how the people who have, let's say, created bigger businesses or created quote unquote successful living and all that, they've never really stuck to the rules of what is everyone doing and do I have to be a nice guy doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not to say go and be a not nice person, but it's, you know, we get caught in this trap of pleasing other people and doing it the way other people would do it so that they would be, so it would work for others, not necessarily work for yourself, you know? So there is a part that sometimes when you are, if you are just starting looking at creating what works for you, you know, sometimes you're going to like get confusing looks your way and going like, what are you doing? You're really insane. But you know, this is, like Susanna said, sometimes, like, you know, the space creates, and it's the space from other people's points of views as well that will really help you.
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
And if you, like, the moment when you have more clarity on what truly works for you and what you bring to the world with whatever it is, your family, your relationship, your business, then people are, like, the people who are also willing to create the future will be so attracted to come to you and to find you, because they feel that there's something you have, something you bring to the world that might not be defined, that you might, you know, there might not even be words for it, but, you know, you can feel like you, like, who, like, look at your own life. Who are you inspired by? Mm-hmm. And what makes you be inspired by that person? And you might not even have a word for it, but there's an energy to it and a feel to it where you go, oh, wow, I don't know what it is, but this person has something. They're bringing something to the world. I want to be part of that. I want to contribute to that. So the more you are aware of what you would like to bring to the world, what future you create and would like to create, you create from a way, way bigger picture. And what's happening with that, what you create with that, is that the whole universe gets to contribute to you.
Yeah.
And you no longer create alone. You include the whole world. You include the whole universe to contribute to you when you add the future.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Yummy. There's, like, I'm going to have to go back and listen and pull out all these nuggets. There's so many amazing nuggets. I love it. Yeah. And it's amazing how it is so pragmatic to create this way. Not that there is even, like, a way, but just with these tools, because your business actually and your life will thrive and become more successful and more profitable. And it's like, that's the thing that is so fascinating to me. Well, one of the many things about these tools is how pragmatic they are and how they do seem to be so opposite of everything that we've learned and been taught in this reality about creation and creating a business and creating money and all of that. yeah. And it's like, and it does include the earth and it does include the future and it does include, you know, everybody, and it does allow you to receive more. And really, I know for me, what's been showing up lately is just this, like, intensity of demand in my world to receive more. And it's like I don't need to work more. You know, like, that's actually not what's going to create what I'm asking for at this point and the future that I'd like to create. It's actually about receiving more. And what a relief. You know?
Oh my God, so true. And you know, when you say that, it's like the tools, the tools that help so much and create so much lightness. While you were talking, I'm like, huh, so what would be a tool that you could start with having this conversation about future? Because, mm-hmm. you know, what we tend to do when we talk about future and trying to find out what works for us mm-hmm. is that we immediately go into definition. Like, we try to find a picture, a definition of, okay, an answer. Oh, this is working for me. I would like to do this. I would like to do that. And this actually never really works, because the future gets created from absolutely no definition. And how do you start with not defining anything? Because the thing is, if you define, if you say, let's see, oh, I would like to have a red Ferrari with green seats and yellow spots on them, you know, and you're like, okay, this is what I would like to have in my life to create my future. You know, that might be really pretty. And it's really, really hard for the universe to contribute to you when you have a very, very fixed point of view and a picture of what you would like to create. Yeah. But if you would go, oh, I would like to have a vehicle, a car that adds to my life, expands my life, adds the energy of fun, and contributes to creating a life that I would like to get accustomed to, you know, then, you know, there's a space to that, an openness where the universe actually can contribute to you. And it might show up even totally different and way greater than that red Ferrari with green seats and yellow spots. You know? Yeah. But it starts by this question, and it starts by choosing, hey, what's really what's light? Because what's light is right. And this is one of the access consciousness tools that we all enjoy. And I think we can all remind ourselves every day, like in a world where heaviness is normal, to choose what's light, because what's light is right. And what's heavy is usually a definition, a point of view about what's right, how it should look like, what everybody else thinks is a good life and a successful life that might not necessarily work for you.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Mm. And it is that, that's such a, I feel like that, like this space creates, I love that. And that's that in action, you know, like really allowing space, being space, creating space, and that being the energy of creation rather than the density of our conclusions. Yes. And what we've decided must be. I always like to, I call it like zooming out. Like if you have something really specific that you've decided that you have to have, or you really need to have, or you must have, it's like, well, so what will that give you? You know, and then what will that give you? And what will that give you? You know, so you start to get the energy of what you're actually asking for, you know, which you've decided is a specific thing. But if you get the energy of what you're asking for, then the universe actually can contribute to you. Otherwise it may or may not be able to. And,
You know, like another way, like I recently learned how to look at this no definition thing and creating with the planet and with like the possibilities of the universe and what's available. It's like, you know, if you had a mansion and it had, let's say, 100 different doors, and someone gives you one key and you've got one chance to open the one right door to get what you want, that's kind of what you're doing to the universe,
you know? That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, really, what's the chances, 1 in 1,000, that you're going to get it correct, you know? So
yeah,
when you can start to take away the doors, which if we would say that those are the definitions and the projections of our futures, we can start to perceive and receive things slightly differently and a lot easier, because the best thing about having no like expectation and definition of future is you don't have anything to judge whether you've got it right or wrong.
Yes.
You know, that takes all the pressure away. You know?
That also makes my body very happy. Well, it's like, what a relief, you know?
Yeah.
You're off the hook. You don't actually have to get anything right or wrong or judge whether you have. It's like, just play and create and ask. And
yeah. It's like, what if everything that shows up for you is a win? I mean, that is really a possibility, but you got to do, you can't have a point of view about what's a winning or a losing, really, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. But you would be definitely different in this world, you know, in a world where people find it the greatest fun to find ways to overcome their difficulties, and then you're the one who actually plays and has fun. That takes some serious courage.
Yep.
to be so different.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to bookmark that right there and come back to that after the break, because I would love to chat more about that. So we will be back in a moment. This is Heather Nichols on Creating Beyond Reality Radio with Susanna Mindermeyer and Graham Crosco.
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Hey guys, psst, over here, get this. Gary Douglas, the man, the myth, the legend, has a new class. It's a 2-day class that he's offering his own very self, and it's called Out of the Box. This class is 2 days long. It's happening on February 4th and 5th in San Diego, California, America, Earth, and March 4th and 5th in Munich, Germany, same planet. What's going to happen in this class? Gary's going to give us all the tools we need to break out of the limitations of our tiny little boxed-in realities. You ever feel feel like you're trapped and stifled and stuck and you can't quite put your finger on what it is or why it's happening, that's what this class is there to do. Break all those limitations apart so you can fly right on out of that box, just like those little puffy white peanuts do whenever you order like your supplements on the internet and then they come and then you got peanuts all over your floor. But this will be a lot more fun. Where do you find out about it? www.garymdouglas.com/out-of-the-box.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a BARS session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a BARS class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer? A seeker? An outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Creating Beyond Reality with Heather Nichols. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to Heather at HeatherNichols.com. That's Heather at HeatherNichols.com. Now, back to Creating Beyond Reality.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Creating Beyond Reality Radio, and we're here this week talking about pragmatic futurist and all things delicious. Susanna and Graham, I'd love to, before we dive into our last segment, I know you guys have a class in this coming up. Can you let people know about that and how to find you if they'd like to play more?
Yes. We were just wondering when our class was. We're aware of the future, but we're not aware of the details. So we're like, when is our class?
The thing is,
pragmatic futurist is not, it's like this conversation we've been having, and we've been having hangouts on YouTube about it and Zoom calls. You know, you can check them out on YouTube, just write pragmatic futurist and you can check out some more information about what we're playing with. And then asking what this movement of pragmatic futurist would like to be, we got this thing of doing a class about it. And so this is now a 2-day class on the 8th and the 9th of April in beautiful, elegant Vienna, Austria. Mm. And it's also live streamed. So you can take this class from the comfort of your home on the 8th and 9th of April. And before then, we will have another class, which is called Pragmatic Psychology. This is something I'm creating with, and it's this class is going to be from the 5th to the 7th of April, also in Vienna and also live streamed.
Awesome. And do you is there a website or a link or anything you can send people to or Google
it? The easiest way is look, you can find it on Facebook. If you search Pragmatic Futurist or Pragmatic Psychology, it'll come up. And then also if you go into the accessconsciousness.com site, if you go find a facilitator and you look for either Susanna or myself, and you'll see the class details there.
Cool. Awesome.
Yay.
Great. So I was really lit up before the break about this conversation of courage, and it seems so ironic that to have ease and to have joy and to be happy and to be relaxed and to be successful requires courage.
Yep.
And yet it really actually does more so than I've really ever, ever thought was the case. So let's talk more about that. What do you guys want to share about that?
I love this conversation. Yay, Heather. And it's so weird, you know, when you say, oh, wow, ease and space and choosing what works for you requires courage. Well, why is that? Well, you know, if you choose that, you would be so extremely, extremely different. In our world, it's normal to have a problem. It's normal to have a difficulty. And the greatest entertainment people choose usually is to overcome their difficulties, to deal with their past rather than creating their future. And I, as a psychologist, know this very well, because this, not only in psychiatry, but also in my practice, is what I'm dealing with a lot, what people have been taught in this world, which is dealing with their problems and trying to be normal by entraining to the problems and limitations of this reality. And then what's the invitation here is having the courage to being pragmatic rather than dramatic. Like in this world, it's normal to be dramatic and, you know, this is not working. And the most conversations people have with their friends, with their families, if you listen, is it about possibilities or is it about problems? And being the one that does not add to that conversation of problems, but maybe say, hey guys, is this the conversation we want to have? What else is possible? You probably will be the odd person, the different one. And that willingness to be that and the joy and the fun to be that is really courageous. So I just want to acknowledge you. If you have made it so far listening to this show, you might want to be more courageous and more different than you've ever acknowledged. And you might want to ask, how else can I use this difference for me? How else can I make this work for me and to create the future that works for me?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, it is. It's, you know, like we haven't really been taught this stuff before. You know, like Susanna was saying, we've come to this weird space where we like, if I can fix my past, then my future will be better. There is that possibility, but it's like really, what if you could just have a different conversation with yourself? What if you could just have a different conversation with the world and be like, you know, if it's not working, okay, what else is possible here? And is there something different we can choose? You know, and just that in itself, you're going against 99% of the world, you know? but that's it. Like the best thing about the future is, you know, it doesn't necessarily include what's happened in the past. It can be something completely different, something completely fresh, and something that actually contributes to greater realities rather than sort of just maintaining the status quo, as it were, that we find so many people that sit in, you know?
Yeah,
that's so true. And you know what I just, what this just reminded me of, and also before when we said, okay, this is going to be in Vienna, Austria, and I'm actually in Vienna, Austria right now. And when I look around, I see beautiful furniture. There's beautiful buildings here in Europe. They're old. They've been built from a sense of beauty, from a sense of ease, from a sense of space, from a sense of elegance. So these things are what actually sustain.
Yeah.
These are the things that create our future, but they're not valued much in our world. Today, it's quick and overcoming difficulties, functionality, which is great, and adding this space and the fun and the elegance is such a sustainable element for everything we create, buildings, businesses, body, any kind of creation you have. And I just like, I'm so inspired by Europe. And we talked about this during the break also. And so like 5 minutes from where I live, there's this building that is so beautiful. It's in a park. And it's not clear on what it was used for. You know, it's not a palace. It's just this beautiful building in the park. And it's just like, you don't know what the functionality was. But when you walk inside, you have this energy of, oh, you know, your body relaxes, you go just, oh, wow. So what if there's a value in beauty, a value in elegance, a value in creating things that create space and yumminess in our world? What if we can add that more to our lives? And I, you know, like you can see this in small businesses that value good products rather than just fast and results that in our world are supposed to be successful. But, you know, like, what if we create a world where we add more of those elements to create our future? And I know Graham has more about this, right?
Well, you said quite a bit there. there's this part of that joy and that fun that you're talking about is also acknowledging, like, what we have, you know, is amazing. Like, we're so lucky with what we have and where we are. And if we can keep just talking to that and keep adding more of that in our worlds, that builds more towards a greater future as well, you know. It's just that conversation, like, what else is possible here we haven't even considered yet? And how do we include more of the beauty, more of the amazement, so that things can be way greater for us in the future, and not this, I have to solve and fix things, but it's like, wow, what do I get to create? What do I get to choose? What do I get to be today? It's a little bit of a different point of view.
Yeah, slightly. And there is such an energy of receiving really woven through that whole conversation that is so different. And, you know, part of that, like, what it actually requires courage to step into and to choose. And also, you know, the pragmatics of that being that actually those energies do create so much more. Receiving is such a crucial energy for expansion, for creation, for creating a different future and different possibilities, and bringing all of that to fruition. And I think that's what is sort of devoid of so many things. Like, so many things in our world today are devoid of that energy. You know, it is just about like the sort of logical, practical, like, do this and that'll take care of what you need. And there's no, like, it's almost like people and their bodies and the earth and the future don't really matter in the equation of our world today, you know? But what if that actually, you know, what if we could really turn that around?
Well, it's like one of the things you can do a little bit differently, and it's just an example that I've started perceiving in my world, is, you know, I've just moved into a new house and I'm refurnishing it, but, like, I haven't gone all in and bought every single piece of furniture to fill up the house. Yeah. What I've actually started doing is, I'm like, okay, cool, what can I buy today that's going to create wealth for me? Mm-hmm. So it's taken me 6 months so far, and I've only done half a house. But I tell you, the pieces of furniture that I have and the things that I've bought and the part of my world are all a part of creating my future.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long-term game here. It's not like, okay, let me fill it up and move on.
Yeah.
Like, there's a total different elegance to this game.
Mm-hmm. I love
game.
That.
I love that you say game. Mm-hmm. This is so cool. And yeah. You know, it's so cool, this perspective. You don't have it. You don't have to have it all down now. Yeah. You don't have to know where things are leading and where it's heading. You don't have to know the answer. You don't have to know the picture of how will my future look like 5 years from now, like in many job interviews. Like, okay, let the adventure begin. Ask a question and let the games begin.
Yeah.
I have an answer for where do you see yourself in 5 years? In front of a mirror.
In front of a mirror? Oh, that's where you see yourself?
Yes.
That's so profound.
I know.
Dr. Graham.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love it. That is awesome. So we have about another minute. Is there a last like tool or tidbit or question or anything you'd like to give people before we go?
Yeah. Oh, there's so much. Like just like take that last thing. That not having to know where things lead and or where it's going to. And just remember that actually, you know, you cannot fail as long as you're willing to change, as long as you're willing to change direction on a dime. And if things don't work out the way you have wanted them to work out, just be willing to change direction. Okay, rather than controlling your life to find a certain result, ask what's required to change here. Like, what's possible here? Can I change it? And if yes, how can I change it? And then wait, let the universe show you.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for this gorgeous conversation. I'm really, really grateful for both of you. And have fun at your class, and I'll
Thank
see
you,
you in the
Heather.
World somewhere
Thank
soon.
You. It's amazing
Thanks,
to be with you.
Yeah. Have a gorgeous day, everybody.
So
bye.
Thank you for joining us today for Creating Beyond Reality. Make sure to join Heather Nichols again next Monday at noon Pacific and 9 p.m. Central European Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another adventure into the brilliance of you. Have an amazing week of possibility and creation.